and welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast arm of Earbuds Podcast Collective. I'm Arielle, your host and the founder of Earbuds. This episode covers the week of June 15th through 19th, 2020. Earbuds Podcast Collective is a listening movement. We send an email every Sunday that contains a theme and 5 podcast episodes on that theme, and each week's podcast picks are curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. On this show, I'll share our 5 podcast episode recommendations of the week, some information about our curator, and some more information about the episodes. We'll also share some podcast industry news, Patreon shoutouts, and then we'll wrap it all up. First, our Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations. This week's theme comes to us from Norm Chella and is called Stories Across Asia. Here's why Norm chose this theme. He says,
"Hi, my name is Norman Chella, host of the podcast Pod Lovers Asia. And the theme I chose is Stories Across Asia. I chose this theme because there are many different narratives, cultures, and anecdotes within the realm of Asia, and I want to share that colorful experience with everybody."
Here are the episodes chosen by Norm for this week's theme, along with short descriptions of each episode. The first episode of the week comes from the podcast Home on the Dot and is called Homework Machine. It's 26 minutes long. Here's the description. In the age of fast fashion, the whirring sound of a singer may seem to belong to a different era. Instead of the hum of domestic industriousness and thrift, it might be the sound of nostalgia. For my student Min, it sounds like home. In this episode, I highlight a sewing machine that bound a family together for 3 generations, but today stands idle. We travel to hear the machine and its story in order to understand one woman's commitment to her family and how this machine dissolved the barrier between home and work. The next episode recommendation comes to us from the podcast Eat, Drink, Asia, and is called All About That Spam. It's 23 minutes long. Loved from South Korea to the Philippines to Hawaii, Spam is eaten in 44 countries with 12.8 cans consumed every second, according to the company. Fried, baked, boiled, or braised, the pork-based luncheon meat was first a hit in the U.S. during the Great Depression and then in Asia after World War II. The next episode comes to us from Indian Noir and is called Indian Noir X, Issue Number 2, The Vase, Horror Anthology. It's a quick 10 minutes long. Issue Number 2 of Real-Life Paranormal Experiences Shared with Indian Noir, unadulterated terror delivered straight to your ears. The next episode comes to us from the Inspired Money podcast and is called It Started with Music. It's 22 minutes long. This is Andy Wang's story about how doing a favor for his friend from Maui has benefited his community in New Jersey many times over. And the last episode of the week comes to us from the Ants Under the Sun podcast. It's called The Burn Tricycle. It's 18 minutes long. Here's the description. I saw it firsthand. Three-wheeled and tiny, the right size for a 5-year-old. Rustic, broken, singed at the handles, the tires, and stuck to the very floor it was extracted from when it happened. A remnant depicting one of the greatest atrocities in human history. Those are the episodes chosen by Norm Chella for this week's theme, Stories Across Asia. You can follow along with the discussion of this week's podcast episodes by using the hashtag StoriesAcrossAsia. Each week in our newsletter, curators have a chance to show off something that they love. It can be a nonprofit, a project that they're working on, or really anything. We call it our self-promo section. Here's what Norm wants to share. He writes, "I'd like to promote the Pod Lovers Asia group. I'll be turning it into an open podcasting group for Asia's podcasters, podcast listeners, and more, so we can all listen together. To sign up for Pod Lovers Asia group, go to group.podloversasia.com. That's group.podloversasia.com. Next, it's time for some podcast industry discussion. We'll share a bit about what went down in the podcast world this week. Thank you to Sky Pillsbury of Inside Podcasting for writing and sharing with the pod world each week in your Inside Podcasting newsletter. Here's some of what Sky wrote in this week's edition of the newsletter. Big thanks to those of you who wrote to Sky with the names of POC-created podcasts about race, blackness, people of color, social justice that we should be listening to right now. Sky is still accepting contributions. Finally, to the one dude who wrote back and told Sky that last week's issue was spam and he was unsubscribing, best of luck out there, dude. If you want to contribute one of those podcast episodes, you can send it to sky@inside.com. That's SKYE@inside.com. This month, Sky had the opportunity to interview someone who has worked closely with the podcast startup Luminary and has unique insights into the company. As many of you may know, Luminary, which botched its launch last March, has since then lowered its subscription price, lost creative and executive talent, and raised another round despite an initial $100 million investment. It's also been reported that the company is sustaining a $4 million per month burn rate, despite less than $500,000 in monthly revenue. The interviewee has chosen to remain anonymous. To read that interview and more from Inside Podcasting, just go to inside.com/podcasting to look at the archive. Thank you so much to Sky for writing the Inside Podcasting newsletter. We'll be back next week with more podcast industry news. Before we wrap up, just want to give a quick shout out to our podcast hosting site. That's Buzzsprout. Buzzsprout is an amazing podcast hosting site. They make it super easy for you to upload all of your content, to create audiograms, to get transcripts for free, and to mix and master your audio. Using Buzzsprout is a seamless and extremely easy experience where you can look at all of your analytics in one easy screen. And if you're looking to start a podcast, I definitely recommend using Buzzsprout. We will put a link to it in the show notes so that you can go straight there. And if you sign up using that link, you will get an Amazon gift card. We are super grateful to our Patreon supporters, to Alyssa, Cole, Dan, Jared, Michael, and the Retro Network. Love you guys. You can also become a supporter. All you have to do is go to patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective, and you can support us at as little as just $2 a month. And we have some pretty cool things that we give away to our Patreon supporters. You can find out more about that by going to our Patreon page. Again, that's patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. Join us at the Earbuds Podcast Collective family. Head to our social media to find the links to the episodes that we mentioned up at the top of the show. We're on Twitter at @EarbudsPodCall and on Instagram and Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective. You can sign up to receive our podcast recommendation newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. It goes out every single Sunday night. We also recently started updating our blog. We have a bunch of different blog posts out there. If you're looking for podcast recommendations for recent college or high school graduates, we got you. My sister, who just graduated from college, put together a list of her favorites. She thinks the list is a great combination of podcasts just for fun, podcasts for career, and podcasts for other types of entertainment. So definitely go and check that out. We also put together a blog post of best AirPods knockoffs. So if you're looking to have the flexibility of running around with your AirPods in, but you don't want to pay the Apple prices, we've got you over there. So go and check out that blog. Just go to earbudspodcastcollective.org. And then on the navigation bar, just look for EBPC blog. This show is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's edited, mixed, and designed by Daniel Turek. Hi, Daniel. Our newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonsky, who has gone to a farm for the next 2 months. So hi, Abby. You are still editing, and we appreciate that so much. Our theme music is by Matt Sweeto. Catch you next time, everybody. Stay safe, wash your hands, and please be kind to yourselves and to each other. Keep on reading up and listening to podcasts about the Black Lives Matter movement. We will include some resources in this week's newsletter so that we keep the momentum going. Thank you.